This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Italian island of Capri is beefing up security measures ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting, where ministers from major Western powers are expected to present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
On Tuesday, Israel's war cabinet was set to meet for the third time in 3 days, according to an official. It will decide on a response to Iran's first ever direct attack. Iran launched the attack on Saturday in retaliation for an airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st, attributed to Israel. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the weekend that the United States, Israel's main protector, would not participate in an Israeli counterstrike.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The United States has seen steady progress in the amount of aid that goes into Gaza, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday, but it was still not at the desired level. And Washington was working to improve that.
Late last week, there were a few days during Eid when it was hard to find truck drivers, so the level of deliveries dipped. We have seen, however, a steady increase in the number of trucks that are going into Gaza.
Israeli tanks pushed back into parts of the northern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, which they had left weeks ago, while warplanes conducted airstrikes on Rafah, the Palestinians' last refuge in the south of the territory, killing and wounding several people, medics and residents said. Tanks advanced into an area and surrounded some schools where displaced families had taken refuge, said the residents. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has pushed back against mounting Republican anger over his proposed aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. He also rejected a call on Tuesday to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Johnson said he's not resigning after a tense morning meeting of House Republicans at the Capitol. Jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money trial stretches into a second day with more dismissals. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports so far 7 jurors have been picked while many more were dismissed.
It's not easy finding jurors to serve on Donald Trump's hush money trial with dozens saying they could not be impartial. Kara McGee says she got out of serving on the Trump jury because of her work schedule, but adds,
I don't like him. I don't approve of what he did as president, but the right to a fair trial.
Trump has been complaining he can't get a fair trial.
This is a sham trial. And the judge should recuse himself.
At one point, the judge admonished the former president for speaking loudly and gesturing while a prospective juror was being questioned about Facebook posts she made regarding his election loss. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Nearly 1 billion Indians will be eligible to vote in the world's biggest election starting this month. Opinion polls predict an easy win for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The vote begins on April 19th. India's economy is expected to have grown by about 8% in the last fiscal year. That's the fastest among major countries. And over the past decade, India's economic position has jumped up to 5th in the world. Modi has vowed to bump it up to 3rd if he wins the election. But some say the fruits of that booming economy are more visible in major cities than the vast countryside. Inflation is on the rise, and Modi has largely failed to deliver on a promise to create tens of millions of jobs for young people. The BJP had also promised to double farm income by 2022. There's no sign of that happening yet.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The United States has provided assurances requested by the High Court in London, which could finally pave the way for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited from Britain. Last month, the High Court ruled without certain U.S. guarantees, Assange would be allowed to launch a new appeal against being extradited to face 18 charges, all bar one under the Espionage Act, over WikiLeaks' release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. I'm Joe Ramsey.